Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Around the horn, saying goodbye for the final time. They sign off on Friday. 20-plus years on ESPN as a mainstay in, do you call that in television, drive time? Nobody's driving and watching TV.
Yeah, I guess, right?
I mean, but that is end of the work
day. Pre-prime time? I don't know what the word is.
So what was your sports show that you liked the most? Ideally nostalgia, it's not around, but it's fine if you want to cheat a little bit, and it's, you know, a sports show that you loved. Maybe you don't as much anymore for whatever reason. Life happened. No longer in your wheelhouse. Mine is off the beaten path, but I actually see somebody on the line has it. So I'm going to go to this guy and let him say it. John's in La Plata on Grant and Danny. John, what do you got?
I thought that you would like this one, Grant. It's Stump the Schwab. I don't know if I'm butchering the guy's name.
That was it.
But the old trivia show from ESPN.
So good. So good. So I believe he's no longer around. I remember talking about this when he passed on the show several months back. But Schwab was a producer behind the scenes and a numbers guy that basically was a lot of the research for ESPN.
I mean, a sports savant.
Guru.
Like, savant.
So one of the probably the smartest trivia sports person I've ever met or known in my personal life is Pete Medhurst, our late great buddy.
Yeah.
And Schwab was a national version. Like, he was like Pete up levels, right?
Yeah.
And Schwab had a show for a short time, a couple of seasons. I don't remember how much it ran. But it was like Sports Jeopardy, essentially, where three people would compete, and then the champion would take on Schwab. And it was the greatest show. It was a sports trivia show.
So they had basically, like, if you ever watched Beat Bobby Flay, right, yes, where the guy has, like, a special dish that he serves, each guy would come in with a team specialty or a player specialty and to try to still out Schwab the Schwab and couldn't.
Like, I could say early 2000s Redskins. Me against the Schwab, let's go.
And he was as good or better.
Great show. Let's go to Steve in Manassas. What's up?
Hey, guys. I don't know if you guys are younger, but do you remember the old George Michael sports machine?
100%, man. Let's go to the videotape. So good.
Exactly. That started it all.
So he was NBC4.
Yep.
Obviously, I knew George Michael. He was still around when I was very, very young. I don't remember necessarily watching Sports Machine, but the way I know of it, he would stand there next to a screen, then he would like tap as if it's a touch screen, a button, kind of what Helly would ultimately do thereafter, where, all right, let's go out to, and then he would just talk over highlights, right? Like the old school sports caster way.
And no one had ever seen anything like it. Like, he's standing there with next to the reel-to-reel different tapes or whatever, right, and who knows what was real, what wasn't. But when he would break down the highlights in only his way, it was perfect.
Let's go to Joe in Montgomery County on Grant and Danny. Joe, favorite sports TV programming?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe, you're on the radio. You will get nothing.
No, you're not, Joe. You're out.
And you will like it. Derek in Virginia, what's up?
Yeah, so I'm going back on this one. Redskins sideline.
What is that?
Oh, that was good. So that was with Glenn Brenner back in the day, Sonny Jurgensen. And I remember going on there live, and they'd have a studio audience and bring out certain guests that play for the Redskins.
Oh, wow. So television programming where you got players on with a live audience, that's pretty cool. Dude, local TV used to be
the king, man.
They used to spend the money and be the bee's knees, and that's where you went for sports content. Like, you hear the call-ins, right? Remember, CK was just talking about, I think it was George Michael who did this, but that old NBC4, like, Thursday night show, and they still do some version of it, but it used to be Riggins and Sonny and George Michael
hitters, yeah,
and Daryl Green, and, you know, and it's just like they're breaking down the game where they're going to go blow somebody out 40-13 that weekend, and Joe Gibbs is joining them every other week in studio. It used to just be massive.
Times were different, man.
Let's go to John and Laurel. What's up, John?
Hey, Grant and Danny, first-time caller, long-time listener.
We appreciate you, buddy.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I got a radio show and a national TV show. So the national TV show was Saturday mornings, This Week in Baseball.
You're breaking up a bunch. I did hear him say This Week in Baseball.
This Week in Baseball. How about that? Oh, the best.
Bro.
The best.
Do you remember when you'd get to a baseball game in a big league ballpark on like a Sunday afternoon? And you're in your seat or you're walking the concourse or whatever like an hour before the game, and they'd be playing Twib on the screen. They would be playing This Week. That's my childhood.
Because the Twib bit. I mean, that's everyone. If you don't know about Twib.
Twib was it, man. This Week in Baseball. And they did the blooper every week with the blooper reel. And you'd see the bloopers. What a show.
I'm Mel Allen. This Week in Baseball.
What a great answer.
Aces.
Kevin in Centerville. Home of the Wildcats.
How y'all doing, Granddaddy?
Good, buddy.
Mine was the sports reporters it started out with Dick Schaap and John Saunders. But I was like, my addiction to it was so much. It was a Sunday morning staple, right?
Sunday morning.
On ESPN. And right, you know, before, like, they would have Sunday NFL Countdown or something like that. So you'd get that. And then I was so addicted to it, I would flip to ESPN2 because they would show it at 10:30. And I would rewatch it because I was like, man, they're actually saying some, like, cool stuff, right? You know, Lupica is saying something nice.
Him and Bill Conlon are arguing with each other. Come on.
Mike Lupica was a great pull. He was on that every week. So that show, for me, I was a child. It was so boring. I hated that show. But now I would love that show. I guarantee it. But again, remember, I'm 10 or 12 years old. That show was not for me. The sports reporters, that was not. It was just old guys talking about sports in a boring way. But he's so right. Those shows are gone. Those magazine-y type shows were. I would love that.
I didn't love that show, even though I was a little bit, I was older than you. Because it just felt like this New York focused thing. It was like Lupica talking about the Yankees, and Conlon, I think, was a Philadelphia guy. It never caught with me.
How about Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel?
Yeah.
Recently gone. That's only been a couple of years that show's off the air. Real Sports was a staple for me on HBO.
So good.
It was one of those, if I missed it, I would go back and watch three or four and binge them at a time, on whatever the HBO app was called.
Max or Go or Go Max.
Let's go to Bargov in Gaithersburg on The Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
for me, it was NFL primetime.
Yep.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, as a middle schooler, elementary schooler, just thirsting for NFL-wide highlights. And the supply and demand for highlights was a lot different back then than it is now, as we all know. So, man, there was nothing like that.
NFL primetime was the best. For those of you that don't remember, that was Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. They would break down this music. Crank it.
Yeah.
Every highlight of every game on Sunday night after the games. By the way, they still do this. It's Berman, and now it's Booger McFarland. And it's only streamed, essentially. It's on ESPN+. Plus.
Or they'll do it like at halftime of the Monday night game or something.
He does,
but like, not like this.
That's
yeah.
fastest 2 minutes. That's right. A different thing. So this is this show with him and no longer Tom Jackson, obviously, but Booger. I watch it every single week, and I still feel 10 when I watch it.
Because
Boomer's still doing the, and he's still doing the rumbling, stumbling, tumbling. He's got all his shtick still.
NFL Sunday Countdown. Sunday NFL Countdown. You did not know what happened. You didn't know. You saw a highlight, whatever they gave to you. You saw a couple nuggets. You saw a little bit of information. You'd know the score. You'd have no clue how a team that was out of your market won, lost, everything in between. Until that show came on. It was the best.
Nate in Annandale, home of the Adams.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Buddy.
I'd like to say, I got to go with Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon, because what we need in sports today is truth and parity. And, but they're dynamic. You're not getting an Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark type thing where it's a racial thing. You're getting truth. You're getting experience. And I grew up reading their columns. I grew up like sports page cover to cover in the Washington Post in the area. Also, you guys are getting better and better. CK, pay these guys. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Hey, okay.
$5 in the mail.
See.
I mean, we don't make money currently. We would like to make some.
The tens of dollars changes hands every year.
We are not under contract. I just like the idea. Pay these guys. It's great.
Pay those men.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.